I'm Kate, and I'm on the phone with Adult Outreach and Collections Librarian at the Stratford Public Library. It's Robin Godfrey. How are you, Robin?
I'm great, Kate. How are you?
I'm fabulous. And Robin, you've been working on a very big project at the Stratford Public Library.
It's been on the go since June. Yeah, it's really ramping up now in September. So this is the Aging with Agility project that we've been doing all year, and it'll be going on till February of next year. This is due to a grant that we received from the federal government called the New Horizons for Seniors Programs. And with my team of 55-plus advisory team here at the library, we put together a real great suite of programs and workshops for September that I'd love to tell you about.
Okay, let's crack into it.
All right, are you sure you have time?
Oh, yeah.
What? All right, so coming up this coming Tuesday on September 3rd, we have our next program with Gadgets with GoTech, and Dan Kane is coming to explain the tech that keeps us connected, like video chat and all those things. Mm-hmm. So that's at 6:30 p.m. in the auditorium. Then on Thursday, September the 5th, a little bit of a heavier topic, but we have Elder Abuse Prevention Ontario coming. Well, they'll be presenting over Zoom, and people can attend via Zoom or in person here in the auditorium. And this is for this is to sort of give people strategies to learn the signs of and strategies prevention of elder abuse, which can be physical, mm-hmm. financial, or emotional. So anybody who is at risk, or if you know somebody at risk, it's a very important program to probably attend.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Saturday, September 7th, we're all going to be at the Stratford Agriplex for the Stratford Lakeside Active Adults Association's Open House Wellness and Multicultural Fair. So we hope that everyone will come by and say hello, and you can have a chat and learn more about these programs that I'm very quickly going through.
Awesome.
Yeah, so then there's three more. Do you still have time?
Absolutely, I do.
Okay, so on Friday the 13th, we're going to be surrounded by fur and fangs. We're going to be out at the, we're going to be out at the KWSP Humane Society on Griffith Road. And we're going to be talking about the pros and cons of pet ownership for seniors.
Oh.
And we get to cuddle all of the adoptable pets at the same time. So that's fun.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Now, space is limited for that one. So please do call and reserve your spot ahead of time.
Amazing.
Then on September the 20th, we have Family Services Perth Huron is going to be here to discuss coping strategies, because relationships change as we age. And people don't always understand how to best cope with those sorts of changes in their lives. And then to wrap it up on September 26th, we have a speed friending for seniors event.
Fun!
So, yeah, so this is because making friends at any age can be difficult, but mm-hmm. seniors do have a sense of isolation sometimes. So we're going to try to make it as easy as possible for seniors to come and socialize and perhaps make a new friend and maybe a new lifelong friend and at least a few new connections as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's a great idea.
Yeah, so all of these workshops are being offered at no cost to participants thanks to this grant that we received. And if anybody would like to register, they can go to the Aging with Agility website, or they can give the library a call, and I'll give you the number. It's 519-271-0220. My extension is 132, and I'm happy to take your registration as well.
Amazing. Well, Robin, it sounds like you have a very busy month ahead of you.
So busy, Kate.
It's going to be great. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, hopefully I can come back and talk to you in October about what we're going to be offering then.
Absolutely. We will check back in October about Aging with Agility, for sure.
Fantastic. Okay, thank you very much for your time, Kate.